Welcome to Vibrational Acceleration Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 5, the 3 components of boundary creation. Now, boundary creation is super important, especially for people on the spiritual path who are starting to activate their spiritual path. They're starting to awaken. You really have to have boundaries because you have to protect your energy. You have to not externalize your power by wanting to talk about it, you know, with other people. It's just going to, you know, deplete you. It's going to just drain you. It's going to be, you know, it's just constantly pearls before swine. You really got to stay in your own lane and do your thing. And you've got to have your boundaries up, right? And a big part of that is just not blabbing, wanting to blab your mouth to everybody about it. Not needing to talk to people about it. That compulsive need where you're always like, you want to just talk to this person or this person. I just want to talk to somebody. You know, you got to get over that. You have to get over that because it was going to work against you. You're just going to be treading water. You're going to be like a gerbil, and a gerbil will never make any progress because it's just this constant draining yourself with people that don't appreciate it and then trying to like build yourself back up. And then you want to go tell somebody again and you drain yourself. I mean, I see people get caught in this garbage, you know. And the thing is that you need to be okay with being, you know, on your own with this thing, right? So boundaries are a huge thing. I mean, boundaries are really big right now in general in this world, right? Because there's people just projecting crap onto each other all over the place. Everywhere you go, somebody wants to tell you what to do or how to live your life or something, right? So boundaries are just really important, especially for the newly awakened spiritual, you know, person who's, you know, on the spiritual path. They're vital. They're vital for you if you want to actually make progress, right? So there's three components to boundary creation. And the very first one is that you need to know that it's okay. It's surprising to me how many people don't know it's okay to tell somebody no, to tell somebody no thanks, or to tell them even to F off. Right. And I'm trying to keep this, you know, G-rated or PG-13 here, this new platform. So on my TikTok at Vibrational Acceleration on my TikTok, I kind of have a tendency just to express myself a little bit more explicitly. But anyway, so you need to know that it's okay for you to tell people no. You don't have to participate in anything. You don't have to participate in any conversation. You don't want to. You don't have to. You know what? If there's somebody who always says hi to you in the morning in the sidewalk and you don't like them, you don't have to say hi back. You don't. You don't have to participate in anything you don't want to, right? So the very first thing, I mean, and there's so many people that are already have resistance to that because you feel like you're supposed to societally, you're obligated to, you're supposed to. Where did that come from? That's not a law, you know? That's just indoctrination and training, right? And it's mostly disempowering for people on the spiritual path, right? So the very first thing you need to know is that you have full permission to tell people no, to say no, or even to say nothing, to awkwardly stand there and say nothing, right? It's the hardest thing to do. I mean, at my boundaries, I had no boundaries growing up. I had no boundaries. Here's how bad my boundaries were. And boundaries tie into worthiness, right? Creating boundaries is a form of self-love, right? But in order to love yourself, you need to feel worthy. It's all tied in this insidious loop, right? So I had my worthiness issues were so bad that I'd be on the sidewalk walking, and I would literally constantly step out of other people's way. It was insane. It was crazy. I'm telling you, it was insane. How bad it was. And, you know, and here's the integration. You know, a lot of times in order to master a lesson, the pendulum has to swing all the way from the left to the right. And what that means is that You can't go right to the integral middle where you have these perfect boundaries and you don't have to confront anybody or do any of the work. You have to go all the way to the extreme end before you come back to the integral middle. So here's that what that looked like for me on the sidewalk. And especially if like a really big, like macho dude, like I was just, they would just unconsciously lock onto me and just walk at me. It was the craziest thing. It was because energetically, I was inviting it. I had the vibration, right? So unconsciously, these people would just come at me. They weren't even aware. They're just playing a role, an energetic role for me. They didn't even know what they're doing. They just come straight at me. And here's what I had to do to master this lesson. It's crazy. And it's going to sound insane, but this is what it takes. The pendulum, you can't just go from the extreme left of having no boundaries or whatever to the integral middle. You've got to go all the way to the other side. That's how you master physical life lessons, right? For many people who have an extreme deficit in some sort of area, you have to swing the pendulum, has to go all the way to the other end, right? So this is great. This is crazy. So what I had to do was, now what I didn't really want to walk at these guys, you know, or people. I mean, the average person was easier, but there were these key, you know, agents, right? Matrix agents that would, they would suddenly become this agent and just walk right at me to try to intimidate me and make me step out of the way. So then I never owned my power. I felt so unworthy that I didn't even feel worthy of the space I was standing in. That's what was happening here. It's insane, right? So what I would do is I realized what I had to do is I just would stop. I'd just come to a dead stop. Now, I wouldn't stare them down, physically confronting, you know, like this big macho thing. I would just stop and look straight ahead, and I would not budge a muscle. And what I found is that they had to go around me because I'm not walking at them. What I'm doing is I'm standing and I'm owning my space. It was the craziest thing. Like if you would have saw me, you would have said, this guy is insane. He's schizophrenic or something, right? You would have thought I was insane, but I was just mastering a life lesson, and it was insanely hard for me to do. And after I did it a few times, guess what happened? I was no longer vibrationally magnetic to that. I mastered the lesson and people didn't walk at me anymore. They respected my space, but I had to confront that lesson, a pendulum. I had to go all the way to the extreme end of it, right? I've seen this happen in many different ways. Here's a very, very odd example, but I witnessed this with, an ex-girlfriend of mine a long time ago was Muslim woman from Somalia, gorgeous. She came to, the States, down in LA. What I found about her and her sisters were that they would, they came from such an oppressed culture that being in the States was crazy. They became these party animals. And here's what it was, is that after being controlled, I mean, if you can imagine being a 26-year-old woman who has to do what your 13-year-old little brother says because he's the oldest ranking male or whatever, I mean, it's insane. That's an insane culture, right? I mean, I try not to be disrespectful to anybody, but that's insane. And so they would come and they would lie their asses off because their brothers would come over too, right? And they would just lie their asses off to their brothers and they would go out and just party all the time. And so in the beginning, they came to embrace the freedom. The pendulum had to swing all the other way, right? I just so happened I was dating her at the wrong time because she was still in the far right hand of the pendulum swing where she needed to experience just total unadulterated freedom before she came back to the integral middle of just being in control of her life and dating in a balanced way, right? So I know this is very tangential and extreme and kind of an odd example, but it's apt in as much as, you know, when you're creating boundaries, if you're coming to play from a place of having no boundaries, you're going to have to swing all the way to the other end of the pendulum, right? So step number one is realizing that you are worthy. You have permission to say no. You have permission to create the boundary. Step number two is the confrontation where you have to step up and you have to physically enact it. Like I had to, on that sidewalk, I had to go through, and that's kind of extreme, right? But I mean, boundaries is have always been in so freakishly hard for me. I mean, I you know, even confronting somebody and trying to have a talk with them, sometimes I'd be shaking, you know, because I'm so fearful of confrontation, right? Or I used to be, at least. So, excuse me. So you have to physically enact it. The best way is if you know you have an insane fear of creating boundaries of confrontation, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Pick your battle. Start small. Start with small things where somebody's, you know, somebody in a small way is used to being able to cross boundaries with you, and just say no to that and work your way up to the, you know, picking your battles, working your way up to the bigger and bigger boundaries where there are, you know, people that are used to just really getting over on you or used to just you being always available for them no matter what, right? So you kind of work your way up, start small and build it up. It's a muscle, right? You have to work it out, right? So that's step number two. That's you know, component number two. The third part of boundary creation, and this is perhaps, you know, boundary creation is difficult, right? Because you're going up against your worthiness issues, and your worthiness issues say, well, why should I do this to this person? And why, you know, I mean, it's insidious, right? And you know, you're for the first time maybe ever, you're giving yourself a really big dose of self-love. So it's not easy. It's a hard process, but it's one you've got to master. You have to. You don't have any choice. You've got to do this. If you have boundary issues and you want to make forward progress in your spiritual path, you're going to have to go through this process. It's just part of it, right? So the third thing is being okay with whatever repercussion comes back to you after you've created the boundary, right? This is the trickiest one of them all. In other words, if your friend who's used to you going out with every other night to the bars to drink alcohol, and you've already begun to come to the conclusion that it's getting harder and harder for you to recover and just to, you know, to keep your vibration up and to stay in your spiritual path, you just can't drink anymore. And then maybe you realize, man, maybe you listen to one of my podcasts or my TikTok or something, and you hear about how alcohol is a vibrational suppressant, and it all makes sense, right? It all makes sense. But you've got this friend who's just your best friend, and you have so much fun together, but, you know, they're also kind of like used to you being available for them, maybe, right? Because you just never say no, you know? And maybe you have fun, but maybe you also kind of regret it, and it's just become more and more draining, right? So here's the thing, is that your friend might tolerate you initially, initially like missing one or two of the normal 3 or 4 days a week or whatever, or maybe it's just one day a week, because all it takes to throw you off your spiritual path is one night of drinking alcohol. I don't have any judgment against it, man. I love a good Cadillac margarita, rock salt, but I can't do it anymore. It will take me 2 weeks literally to recover from one drink at this point. Vibrationally, I just can't do it. It throws me way off. And most people I talk to on the spiritual path, you know, have come to the conclusion they have to give it up too, you know. So initially your friend, you know, might tolerate that. But once they realize you're trying to make a change, they'll go through some phases, you know, where they might argue with you. The first they might try to cajole you or convince you, coerce you into doing it. And then they might argue with you a little bit, and then they're going to be resistant and maybe even want to not be your friend anymore, right? And this could be the same. It could be with a family member who is used to you helping them or listening to all their problems or, you know, participating in their misery or whatever it is. You know, you have to be okay with them not wanting to be your friend or be your family member or whatever anymore. You've got to be okay with that, right? And here's the thing, anybody who doesn't support your positive life changes, they don't have your highest good in mind, you know? You have to F them, screw them, you know? In other words, you're in the act of giving yourself love with these boundaries. And if they don't like that, that means they don't like you loving yourself. I mean, think about that. This is somebody who doesn't like that you're pouring love into yourself. They want that energy for themselves. I mean, think about how insidious that is. You're right. So that's not somebody that you want in your circle. Now, here's the thing. You know, you could end up losing most of your friends and even family members that might not want to hang out with you. I understand it. I'm very isolated because people just, they don't want to change. They want to keep pulling me back in old BS patterns. And I'm not having it. You know, I'm not letting anything, nobody's going to get in the way of my spiritual path. I'll tell you that right now, right? You got to get a little ruthless with it, you know? And so, but what happens with some folks is that once you break that codependent pattern, right, you have that boundary and they've gone through the things and they don't want to hang out with you, they may come back a year later, a few months later, a year later, and they might have gone through their transformation and they really want to be part of your life and they realize you're doing something important or profound with your practice, your spiritual practice, and they might have their own little bit of awakening now that they don't have that codependency with you. That might have been the catalyst that they needed. So they may come back at a new augmented, higher, slightly higher vibrational level and meet you. Or they may fall away permanently and you might end up replacing all these people with a new higher vibrational set of people who are serious about their spiritual practice, don't project their unmet emotional needs onto you, don't cross boundaries, and just instead of constant projection, there's a sharing of energy, of goals, of empowerment, right? So those are the three phases. Number one, know that you have permission. It's okay for you to do it. Number two, you have to physically enact it. There's no way around that. And number three, be okay, being okay with the people that don't want anything to do with you anymore. They didn't have your highest good in mind anyway, right? As always, if you have any questions, you can go to my website, ChristopherPinkley.com, PinkLey.com. And if you want to email me questions, comments, concerns, or if you're interested in a coaching consultation, fill out the Work with Chris form, provide a phone number, and we'll set up a time to talk. Until then, till next time, I'll talk to you soon.